From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With conflicting reports about who's responsible for the suspension of the evacuation of civilians from Syria's eastern Aleppo, it was not immediately clear today when or if Aleppo's battle-weary civilians will have another opportunity to leave. Turkey, which has been heavily involved in the Aleppo peace process, said the suspensions are temporary. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has accused the Syrian government of carrying out, in his words, nothing short of a massacre in Aleppo. A car bomb has exploded next to a bus in central Turkey, killing at least 13 people, wounding 48 others. There has been no claim of responsibility for that bombing. Twin bombings a week ago outside a football stadium in Istanbul left dozens dead. That attack was claimed by a splinter group of the outlawed PKK. President Obama says he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin in September about the alleged hacking of the Democratic Party and that the hacking did not continue after that conversation. Mr. Obama made the comment during his annual year-end news conference. When asked if he believed the hacking was responsible for the election loss of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump, he did not answer directly. He did say that the U.S. would respond in kind for Russia's hacking.
At a point in time where we've taken certain actions that we can divulge publicly, we will do so. There are times where the message will be directly received by the Russians and not publicized.
Trump has said he does not believe the Russian hacking was designed to sway the election towards him. This is VOA News.